Right, today we have Karthik Arasu with us, who's the independent Senate candidate, and he's from Indian origin. So what are the main issues for the Indian community that you are standing up for?
Okay, thank you. I'm standing for public holiday on Diwali and Eid, culturally appropriate food labeling, long stay visa for parents of immigrants. These are the core agendas for Indian origin people, but we do have other issues as well which we are representing.
Do you think we have enough population and representation to ask for a public holiday for our events?
Definitely. It's only multiplying. It's only increasing more. So we want to, it's not about the religion or anything. It's the tradition and culture. We want to pass it on to the next future Australians. And we definitely have the numbers, and we think it's only going to get bigger and bigger. So we definitely need one of those.
And about the food labeling that you said, what sort of food labeling are you going for? Is it vegetarian, non-vegetarian, or more specific?
More specific for vegetarian and non-vegetarian, because right now the labeling is not that clear enough. We're just asking them to be more appropriate labeling. Specify what is in there. And it's not coming at any cost to the government. It's only the companies who's producing the products are going to mark that labeling. So we're just asking that so that it makes it easy for all communities to have select and eat food what they want to eat by choice.
And about the long parent visa, that's a big issue right now for the Indian community. What are you suggesting? What changes should be there?
The long stay visa, we want 5 years continuous visa without any break for them to go and come back, without any costly insurance policies like the Labour policy. Labour Party has announced yesterday they have to take health insurance from here and they have to leave after 3 years. This is going to only add costs. Only rich people can afford to bring their parents. We want every Australian to have the right to bring their parents and pass that for their grandchildren to be enjoying their good time without having to worry about any costs, any financial burden on them. So we are looking for a 5 years visa without any conditions on it as a visitor visa. So it will be helpful for the families.
So how do you think we'll cover the cost of health then?
Okay. Right now they have to take medical insurance from overseas. Yeah. Definitely. So state is not providing them any support. We are asking them to just continue that way, not to buy the costly insurance policies only from Australian companies. Right now, they have option of purchasing the health insurance from anyone. So we want that to be left alone. And we don't want them to go back in 3 years' time. Instead of 12 months, labor has increased it to 3 years. We want this to be 5 years continuously without any issue.
And regarding the PR for parents as well, there's a very long wait and that's a costly process as well. Can we expect any changes that you would support for changing that process as well or making it faster or cheaper?
Definitely a faster process is required. The cost right now is an exorbitant amount. So a faster process and a cheaper process is definitely required. We have to take it their circumstances as well. Who's in most needy has to be given priority over. And those are the changes the government has to investigate and do an appropriate thing for the people.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks for your time. Thanks.